Beijing-born pianist Yuja Wang says she started tinkering with the keys when she was about 6 years old. Her childhood was filled with the usual child virtuoso circuit of concerts and competitions in China, Spain, and Germany, and with instruction from top conservatories in the U.S. and Canada. But by the time she was 18, Wang had carved out an interesting niche for herself as a kind of pinch hitter, the one to call when older, perhaps more seasoned, big-name pianists couldn't make it to their engagements. Now at 22, Yuja Wang is headlining a project of her own, her debut CD, Sonatas and Etudes. She joins us now from our New York bureau. Yuja Wang, welcome.
Nice to be here.
Now, the first thing I want to talk about is the fact that you've been nominated for a Grammy on your debut album. Can you describe how you heard about that, what your first reaction was?
Well, it was very unexpected for me, of course. And I actually heard it the next morning because all those messages on Facebook of my friends saying congratulations on the Grammy nomination. I was like, what are you guys talking about? And then I heard it from my manager, and who's like, hey, congratulations. I was like, how does people get to know this? So I was very, very nice surprise for me. And I did not expect that because it's only my first CD. Yeah.
Now, you did have a lot of intensive training as mm-hmm. a really young person, you know, age 6 and 7. And your first concert, you were only 7.
Yeah, I had a fake pedal down there, like, because I couldn't reach the pedal and they have a box thing.
So your feet were sort of dangling.
And surprisingly, all of them are on YouTube.
It's actually not so surprising it's on YouTube, because one of the places I saw you play was actually YouTube. On YouTube as well. Well, and it was, of all things, Flight of the Bumblebee. And we're going to listen to that for just a little bit. Listening to that now, I mean, it's sort of fun, and I know you've got this wonderful debut CD of Sonatas, but playing a song like that to a YouTube audience, what's the value in that for you?
Well, this is a tune that everyone knows, but it's just so much harder because while listening to it, it sounds like a very big bumblebee. And watching it, because that's the point of YouTube, is even more effective.
You're saying it visually, you can convey the technical things of what you're doing.
Yes, visually is even more cooler. And that's why I love live concerts, because you can take the music in orally and visually.
So talk a little bit about how you decided what you wanted to present in your debut album.
Well, at first, we were thinking about doing an encore piece, like the Bumblebee, or people probably saw the Turkish March or Carmen, those really hard transcriptions and fun pieces. They're totally audience-friendly. People get really impressed by them at first. But I thought about it because I want to present myself as a serious musician. I mean, those are fun, but what I'm really into are those lyrical, big, romantic pieces and contemporary stuff.
Could you talk us through one of the tracks on the album?
Yes. Well, there's the Lisonata, for example, which is a humongous work, because that take a lifetime to digest that huge work. It's like an autobiography of Liszt himself, or some people think it's a story by Faust. So it was really fun to learn the whole piece. And the piece lasted 30 minutes.
So it takes some stamina.
Yes, and actually I want to make it present as a whole piece. So I just recorded it twice instead of playing little by little and put it together. I wanted to present it as a whole unified structure. And for contemporary stuff, there's the Ligeti, two Ligeti etudes, which I love. I think it's totally, it's totally jazzy and fun to play. It's very hard. It's like splitting the brains to learn them. But once I learned it, it's worth the work.
Now, you are nominated for a Grammy, and you're still, you know, 22.
Yes.
You've got a while to go. You've got the attention of the classical world, and now with a Grammy nomination, you know, essentially the world itself. And I'm wondering how you're feeling about this moment of your life, especially since I read you weren't even originally considering the piano as a professional career.
I know. I think I just, I think that's the best attitude, I guess. My mom's a dancer, and I tried dancing, and I tried everything. And I love fashion as well. So I'm definitely into the creative, artistic part. But piano for me, I think I love music. I don't like to play the piano, but I love music. That's why I'm playing the piano.
And you just said you don't like to play the piano? Repeat that or expand on that?
Piano, well, for me, it's just an instrument that could do whatever I want to do with music. Music is what's interested me, what intrigues me. I love opera. I love watching ballet. I love symphonic music more than piano music. But since piano could do whatever the whole orchestra can do, I chose piano.
Well, whether you stick with the piano or not, I guess, we appreciate your music and we appreciate you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Pianist Yuja Wang, her debut CD is called Sonatas and Etudes. She joins us from our New York bureau. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear Yuja Wang playlist on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed by Sarah Beyer Kelly and produced by Peter Breslow. Walter Ray Watson, Elaine Heisman, Kimberly Adams, Gemma Waters, Veronica Miller, Thomas Pierce, Sean Bowditch, Habiba Nosheen, Sarah Koh, and Jonathan Rappaport. Our technical director today is Burke Hun. Tom Woodward is at the operations desk. Our librarian is Key Maleski. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our show was produced today by Ned Wharton, happy birthday, and edited by Jeffrey Bennett. The senior editor of Weekend Edition is Jenny Burgle, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm Audie Cornish.